Hey boys. So, I had all these plans to actually record two audios today. But then my fucking husky broke out of my fence. And so I spent the day going to the hardware store and getting plywood and getting it cut. And the guy was like, "Oh, well, do you need anything else? Like, this is not my first rodeo. Already have a really nice drill and screws and whatever tools." So, and I don't have a fucking saw. Yes, I promise this is a ramble fap. My point is, I am constantly underestimated when I go to the hardware store or lots of places, really, but sometimes I like, obviously, I'm not like a contractor, like I need help sometimes, but and sometimes I just pay someone to do something because I don't want to have to buy a tool or put in the effort or whatever. It's just easier, but a lot of times I just do it myself. And I just thought about today while I was fixing my fence. So I thought about all of the tropes of, young handyman coming and getting seduced by an older woman or whatever. Doesn't even have to be an age thing, just there, a guy coming into my house to do something and taking advantage. And I mean, I guess it could be hot, but I just, for me, it's not really something I super get into, but I just thought it would be. I was just thinking how funny it would be if, oh, people equally, equally used those tropes. If I was your handyman and came to fix your fence. Oh, and you see me drilling and hammering and other suggestive things. I just think it's an under utilized. Anyways, I don't know if it's just because my husband was the type of guy who like made his own computers and shit, but I've always kind of had a soft spot for nerdy guys. It's 'cause I mean, not to toot my own horn, but I'm pretty smart and I need a smart guy to keep me on my toes. So I just genuinely enjoy talking to nerds of all varieties. And I was just thinking I'm more likely to invite a guy in to fix my fucking internet or something. Which is what I was planning on doing today, because my Wi-Fi is all slow, but... I'm not good with computers. So I think it'd be... If I fantasized about that stereotype, it would be a cute nerdy guy coming to fix my internet or something. I'd be waiting there in a dress without underwear or something. Sitting in my office chair, just playing up the, I don't know, the, well, I'm so helpless with all these things, act. Would you be there to fix my internet? If I was sitting there just flirting with you and you were like, oh, well, that's all it is, just this one little thing, and I would put my hand on your shoulder while you look over the other one and press up against you, talk in your ear, oh, that's it? I love making guys squirm. Oh, would you be shy? Would you be blushing? Oh, I love that. Oh, you might kind of freeze. I could feel you freeze. I mean, like, oh, yes, ma'am, that's all. Oh, you know that would get me unintentionally hot, saying yes, ma'am. But then, I mean, in real life, I don't know if I could ever do something like take that to the next level past just flirting, but fuck, that'd be hot. Oh, to just be teasing a guy and get him all hard when he wasn't supposed to be. Oh, there's a new take on the sex at work. Oh, if you were working like that and you had to come to my house to do it, oh, I never thought about that before. Oh, that'd be really hot. Oh, and your khakis and your polo and your little ID badge with your little company logo on it. Yeah. thinking you're gonna come help some just random woman with her internet, and then you walk in and it's me. I do get surprised when I can tell that when guys answer the door, or when I answer the door for a guy and he's some young guy, and it's that kind of like half smile. it was just last week when I answered the door, and I was in like my workout clothes and my little tight capri pants and all sweaty. And the guy was trying to sell me something, and I just was chatting with him all sweet and flirty like I am. Oh my god. Oh. I don't know why I do this. These are never coherent. Seem to like him anyway. Oh, fuck. God. Okay, I'm gonna get rid of this vibrator. Oh, fuck. Cause we all know that I just really need to get fucked. But it's really fucking hot to think about. If you are just coming into my house to do something innocent like fix my internet, and ended up bending me over my desk in my office. Oh, so naughty. Oh god, it gets me so hot. Oh fuck. Yes. Yes. Such naughty things like that. Oh, to think about you bending me over my own desk in my own house, just fucking the shit out of me. Fuck. That office window is really close to my neighbor's backyard. Oh, and they would definitely hear us. Oh, and you know I like to show off. You know I like to fucking show off for you. Oh, fuck. I think we're just doing a quickie today, boys.